All right.
We're back.
Hey there, Space Cowboys.
How's everyone doing?
Welcome back to the Aging Punks Complain.
Yep, where we complain.
I am your best looking host today, Raymond Strife.
You would say that.
Yeah, a lot of people would.
Yeah, I'm another host. My name's Bella Mozzarella.
You look good too.
Yeah, whatever.
Not as good as me.
I look fucking great. Eric looks pretty great.
Eric, you always look great.
He's wearing a cowboy hat. No, I know you guys can't see it, but he's wearing a cowboy hat. 10 gallons.
Cowboy hat.
He rode in here on a mule.
It's leather.
He's smearing HGH all over his face on a donkey.
Yep.
Yeah. Saddle him up.
How's your guys' lazy rainy day?
You mean Memorial Day weekend?
Memorial Day day? I don't know. Memorial Sunday?
Memorial Day weekend.
Memorial Day, but I didn't ask how the whole weekend was.
I wonder about the whole fucking weekend.
What did I do all week? Oh, I was learning drums.
Yeah, you just told us that.
Practicing
three times.
Paradiddles and...
Paradiddles, flams.
Double bass. And
double bass?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's behind... There are kids behind me.
Yeah, right,
I
left, know. Right,
I'm running out of room for shit in here.
Oh, well. I took drums for 3 years. I can't play the drums. I can keep a beat. I can keep one little beat.
I'll try to do a beat.
A little hip-hop beat.
I took guitar lessons for a few years. I never learned how to play.
It's just a thing to do when you're a kid.
Yeah.
And then,
it's something you don't want to do also when you're a kid.
I was like insecure and shy, so I never learned shit.
Yeah,
just teach me the same drum rolls every week.
Yeah. Right.
I play guitar forever. I'm like, I'm going to try drums, see how it goes.
Yeah, you're good at it, though.
Not really. I just started. How do you know I'm good?
You're good at guitar?
What if I suck at it?
Man, what the fuck? Well, hold on. Don't jump the gun here. You're good at guitar. That was one compliment there.
I'm okay at guitar.
All right. How would I know?
I don't know. We'll find out, I guess. We'll see how it goes.
Great.
Anyway.
Until I give up.
How was your jury Sunday? Your weary Sunday?
Woke up late. Heat's broken.
Yep.
Why would I need the heat at the end of May?
Right.
But it's fucking broken either
way.
Landlord doesn't believe me that the heat's broken because why would it fucking be broken? Why? They just fixed it.
Right.
It is.
Right.
I left it on all night, put on 100 degrees all day.
Are you
day,
sure it's broken?
Never came on.
Are you sure it's on?
Just tell him you're going to leave the oven open all night on full blast. He'll fix it.
Do people do that?
He doesn't care.
No, he really don't care. Huh?
I mean, he'll come fix it, but he wouldn't care about it. What?
He's burning the place down with the oven. You don't care about that?
No, he doesn't care. It'll be a good payout for him.
Nice.
So we have a guest today.
Yep.
I met this man. I believe I met this man partying and going to shows. And
that sounds about right.
Now he's my boss. But that's a real loose term, boss.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny. You're supposed to act like you're not here yet. He loves to have a good time. Loves a good sandwich.
Who doesn't?
I love this guy. He's a ton of fun.
You're really selling him.
Big Nick Scariata, folks.
Woo!
I call him Big Nick. I don't know if anybody else does.
I don't know.
That's just how I wrote your name in my phone.
I remember when I found out your name was Nick, I was so confused.
Yeah.
Because we're friends on Facebook. That's
how
I knew you.
Because his name's Michael?
Yeah, I'm like, who the fuck is Nick? That was, now I know. Well, no, I mean, I've known, actually.
There's, it's because it's a weird chain. It's like, my grandfather was George Michael, and his son was George Michael Jr.
Wow.
And then there's like seven other Michaels in the family, so they named me Michael Nicholas, and they just went straight for Nick because there were too many Mikes or Mikeys or Michaels.
Oh, yeah. You save your first name, and the whole room turns around.
Yeah.
Named them twice.
We were talking about this, right? That's because you're Italian. Everyone names the grandfather's name.
Yeah, but it's all weird spellings of Michael. Like
Michelle, my family does that.
Michele, or... And it's like, this is for this grandfather or that grandfather.
Interesting.
My family does that. My oldest brother was named after our grandfather, and my dad was named after his grandfather.
Yeah, so. it gets weird, especially with like on my dad's side, his grandfather had like 72 brothers and sisters.
Right.
It was just they all went crazy, and then it dropped to my dad's generation where they all just had 3 kids.
Right.
And then
And they were all named Michael.
Yeah.
75 people later.
Including my sister.
And your sister. Your sister, Michael.
Is there a Mrs. Michael?
I'm the third, so there's... we're all named... I'm not going to say my real name, but we're all...
Raymond Strife.
Raymond Strife Senior, Raymond Strife Junior. But at some point, it's like... Even when I was a kid, I was like, what... what's the legacy here? What are we celebrating?
We named my son the 12th because we thought it would be hilarious. And then, you know, he'll be in school one day and they'll be like, oh, you're the 12th. Well, there must be a great story behind that. And I'll just be like, yeah, my dad's a big asshole.
That's incredible.
It came to bite us in the ass because we went to get his social security card, which when they're born, you take the birth certificate and everything to social security and they type it in the computer and they issue you a card. There's no click down for 12. It's just 1 through 10. So they have to do a manual social security card, which is something they also do for people whose names don't fit in the forms.
Oh, my God.
And it takes like 6 months to get the...
I imagine your full name doesn't fit in the card.
No, it does.
Wow.
Yeah, it's got to be pretty long there, but because they got like a first and a middle and a last, but just because they couldn't click down to 12, they had to manually do it, and it took like 6 months.
That's so crazy.
And a bunch of annoying paperwork.
I hate when I'm filling something out online, and there's like not enough room. It'll be some normal shit, and you're trying to type it, and it's like,
Does that happen to you often?
It happens all the time. I have to fill out something. Like if I order something for the shop, and it's asking for the address or something.
Oh.
And there's not enough room for the address?
No, because it's like Cookstown / Wrightstown Road.
Right, you got
it. And sometimes it's like Cooks, and it just cuts it off halfway through, and I'm like, all right, well, good luck finding the fucking address. I hope you find it.
Just throw it anywhere,
Try to abbreviate it the best I can, I guess. I don't know.
Cookstown.
That's happened a few times.
No, that's the next town over, actually.
Oh, I've been there. I don't even have a middle name. Not that anybody asked, but just
Double Mozzarella. You can just make one up whenever you want.
I'm like, I don't have middle names. And people are like, yeah, you do.
Like, well, no. I mean, you can nobody do like the whole like South American thing and just like adopt from other, you know, parental marriages and like, you know, religious names and just have 30 names.
Yeah, just two is fine. One is ideal.
Bella St. Francis Mozzarella.
Yeah, that's what they call me in the streets.
Yeah, right. In the sheets, it's Jesus Christ Superstar.
That too. I have that.
Nick's probably got a subject that we're going to complain about.
Oh, yes. That's actually why I'm dressed this way.
Dressed incredibly.
He always dresses this way. He's just full of shit right now. He literally almost always dresses this way.
Sometimes I'm in leather or punk gear.
I saw you, I think you had jeans on and a button-down shirt.
Sometimes, yeah, if I'm coming from work or, you know, I might be wearing leather and I get masked. You know.
Even then, we're at work and he's wearing a t-shirt that says moist real big across his chest.
Not when we're doing the metro jobs.
Fuck that,
anymore.
We were doing a metro, yeah.
I know.
Senior care facility and his shirt says moist while we're pulling fiber.
Yeah, they yelled at me for that one. That's why I wear the polos now.
My lord.
I was talking about glory days. People constantly falling back on their glory days as a way to put other people down, or how we keep falling back on our own glory days and we're looking at them. And they always seem like they were so much better, and it's really, they weren't. And as I'm getting older, I find myself looking back on them more and more, even if it's like a week ago. You know, like last week could have been the worst week ever, you know. Still have the stitches in my wrists from that week, but I'm talking about how wonderful those days were.
Yeah. Salad days, that's what they call them. Your old salad days.
Tossing
the days
salad
you were going
days.
Wild. Yeah.
You know, so hence the
heyday.
Club gear.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's just like, well, you know, UFOs and so, like a...
Yeah.
The people at home, he's wearing bright orange UFOs. Yeah.
2 days.
And a disco shirt. Disco Stew looking up to the sky saying, I still believe... But
it's incredible.
I think this is a great subject because, like, I feel like it's the same thing as, like, ain't what it used to be.
Right.
Kind of. Yeah. It's very similar.
And it'll be a justification for something. And it's like, look at where we are now.
Right.
You know, it doesn't matter that was the past. This is, you know.
Past is past. The future's now.
And then shout out to Papa's, you know, ain't what it used to be.
Ain't what it used to be.
And
Robinsburg.
Also fun, you know, sometimes people are using it as their personality. Like, they're just.
Right.
They're not letting go, so their whole personality is like living in that. Or
that is like people who leave, whatever, Trenton is a good example, but like then they move to the suburbs and their whole personality is like, well, and when I lived there, and it's like, what the fuck do you do now? Well, you sit around all day just thinking about going back?
And people are complaining about their parents and then sounding like their parents. And it's also a fun topic because we probably will fall into the trap and relate some of our own glory day stories,
yeah.
Which is always fun.
I like you thought this out. the yeah. first guest who's thought anything out in yeah. 20
He's had
guests.
This prepped for months.
Yeah.
I jokingly said, hey, I could do your, I'd love to be on your podcast. And I wasn't serious. And yeah. then he's like, oh, come on the podcast. And I'm like, oh, I should probably.
Now you have to fucking really do it.
Yeah, we've yeah. been winging it a lot lately, right?
Yeah, remember back when we started this thing and there was no winging it and it was really professional? Remember the glory days yeah. of this podcast oh, when yeah. things ran so yeah, back smooth?
No comment.
Back in the day. We call those pre-Bella days.
Yeah. BC. Before my last actual last name. I like what you said about when people... like they kind of use like their glory days to like put you down. That happens to me fucking a lot, and it's so annoying. Like I almost hate talking, like going to shows, for example, and there's someone there, they're like, there's like a band playing over the PA and they're like, oh, I fucking saw this brand in 1999.
Dude, every time.
And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. And they're like, yeah, what were you, three? Like, well, yeah. And also, like, I don't fucking care. That's great that you saw the fucking whatever band. I don't know. Like, I mean, dumb shit.
It'd be cool to share. Like, oh, man, I seen them. It's so great to see them again. But if you're like... like putting somebody down for yeah. having seen like, somebody before. That's
yeah. Or it's like, oh, I saw this band at this show. I was like, yeah, I fucking saw them at the same show.
Congratulations.
Dickhead. Like,
yeah.
It's just, it's like, it's so aggravating for me because I just feel like people exclusively talk to me that way.
It's one-upping. It's a way to like think you're better, and it's like a way to be cool. You're the cool guy now. Yeah. Like, you're not just the old guy. You're the cool guy. Yeah. You know, like it's bullshit. Fucking polishing a turd.
I kind of thought about this earlier today because like I am younger than a lot of the people that I know or have known for the last couple of years, and like I feel like some of them don't like me because I'm younger than them, or that adds to why maybe they don't like me, but it's like it's because they're not young anymore,
right? So it might be like, because you've accomplished so much by your age and they're more like
thanks yeah
salty that
maybe.
You know,
I thought you were gonna go somewhere else with that.
No,
sense.
They're probably just they're probably hate. Just salty. It's just
haters,
just hater stuff, yep. man.
Hate. It's just like so they have to like rub in my face about when they were young. That's about
well, and it's performative a lot of times. It's like trying to prove that they're cool to you. Also, like I think with dudes, that's a big thing with
yeah.
like.
Oh, yeah, they got nothing really to peacock about. So
right.
they're going to talk about that
right.
time that, you know, they got drunk and, like, fought off an army.
Out.
Yeah.
right.
right. It's yeah. like, yeah, because it's like, there's always, it's never just like, oh, I saw Big Wig in a house in 1998. It's like, but that stuff was way cooler than their later stuff.
Yeah, that,
it's
was
like,
the, oh, that was the yeah. Frasier. Right. Like, six people died and like, right. we set that place on fire.
Yeah,
it was the greatest night ever.
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate that shit, though.
Yeah, you probably get a lot, too, because you're young and a woman. It's just a way yep. to fucking show off. What do you know? Yeah. Name three songs. Yeah. Your mother.
I've never even heard music before. Shit's fucking whack.
Name five albums by that band.
I think I'm glad I didn't peak young. I'm cool now. I was never cool before.
I never
talk about the past like that was the shit. It was either a total fucking loser from like... 10
I'm
to
so
20.
Sorry if you're peeking now.
And no, I'm looking at this. You're looking at it, but you're watching a star burn out. But I was like a loser from 10 to 20. And in my 20s, I was like a drunk asshole. Like, even if I had some progressive stuff in me, I was a total dickhead, a million fights for no reason. Probably talked down to a million women who were younger than me, acting like I knew something I didn't, and I didn't know shit ever. And I was a fucking prick. So in my 30s have just been clear sailing, man. Everything's been awesome.
I had to get in a lot of trouble before I got my shit together.
Those aren't really your glory days, man.
It took a while. Yeah, I don't
really, your fuck up days.
I guess I'm creating them now.
Yeah.
So when I'm in my 60s, I'll be like, oh yeah, I remember back in my 40s.
I always thought, like, I had friends when I was like in my early 20s, and I'd be like, I can't. I'm gonna die. I want to die before I'm 30. The life's never gonna get better than this. It's gonna suck. And they'd be like, I can't wait to get old. And I thought they were idiots. I thought they were like legitimately stupid. And now I'm like, every year I'm like, man, I just fucking life rules. Like, I hope when I'm 60, I'm not like my 30s were the shit. I hope I'm still like, yo, being 60 is the shit, man.
So definitely a good topic because we all seem to be on the same page about, you know, like I look at my life and it's like, I did a lot of fun stuff, a lot of great stuff, a lot of shitty stuff. But then, you know, when it all comes down to it, I can't really rest on the laurels of my past because I'm still, even though I'm in the apartment across the driveway, I still live at home with my folks.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm still working my ass off praying to figure out what I'm going to do if I could even retire in the future. I got nothing to show for it. So, like, yeah, they were fun.
Yeah, but you're
right. But they don't help me now.
Right, and you're raising a kid, dude. Like, yeah, it's not like you just live with your parents and pick your nose all day in front of the TV. Even, like, you work for a living.
But it's expensive, and I do want to retire one day, but it's like, at what point when these people are going on and on and on about this, it's like, well, that's great, but how does that help you now?
Right.
It doesn't help them now.
It helps them now in the Mill Hill basement when the fucking song comes on.
Yeah, right.
And they're like, there's the thing I did. Right. I showed up once while other people did stuff, and that was the best thing I ever did.
Right.
All right, now I feel like a super hater. But it's cool. Like, it's all, like, yeah, I feel like we would do this every podcast where, like, I shit on everything and then I'm like, try to think of, like, why it's okay. But, like, it's cool to reminisce and be nostalgic.
It is cool to reminisce, but it sucks to make things feel bad.
Yeah.
Which is wacky.
I can't even think of, like, one thing where I'd be like, that thing I did was awesome. I'm always, like, full of pure regret.
Yeah,
like,
I definitely can confirm that you are full of regret.
But, I mean, I think also, like, you had a good point when I was talking. Like, we had this conversation before at one point. You were saying people look at the past through, like, rose-colored glasses.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's always was, like, you know, this, that, or the other thing was, like, flawless and perfect. And, like, I'm saying, it's like, it's becoming more and more compressed. Like, I had I forget what it was exactly, but we had this whole conversation that we had the week before that was the most hilarious thing ever. And we just, like, relived that moment, like, a week later. And it's like, that gave me the happiness to keep going that day. But it's like, you know, that week I was pretty much, you know, staring at, you know, telephone poles while I was driving, and the call of the void was urging me on towards them. You know,
good to know. I like driving with you.
You're usually sleeping on the drive, so no, you're good.
Man, you won't
see it coming.
Recently, this is going to be a Aging Punks exclusive. Recently, when we drive home and I see you dozing off, you don't turn the fucking radio on, so I just start singing. Because I'm like, he's going to kill me. And then you always start singing with me. And I've just been tricking you into staying awake for 15 minutes longer.
Here I thought I was just getting a private show going on.
Oh, man. You start harmonizing each other and shit.
He starts doing the backups.
I've had him, Wade.
Wade Wilson.
Yes, Wade Wilson.
What up, 212?
Ray Strife. I think even when he was slightly doing some stuff, Mooch worked for me once. Yeah.
They sound like you guys are on tour.
I've just had a ton of the musicians just find themselves like they need a job. And,
broke,
you know,
rappers club. Sign,
you know,
up
and
here.
Day work digging ditches is like the way to go. So it's great. I get to listen to exclusive albums before their releases. It's fantastic.
Nice. It's like its own PSA. Like, oh, my mom said, don't be a rapper. You'll end up digging ditches. And Nick just fucking pulls up in the truck. Beep, beep. Hop in, losers.
Are those UFOs? Every day. I haven't seen those in years.
Every day, Ray's like, I only have myself to blame for this.
Yeah, fucking absolutely.
Every day.
Yeah, because I work with dudes on the other fucking team who blame everyone else in the world but themselves. It's like, no, dude, we're all in this hole together because our lives have collectively led us here.
The diesel gas that Ray spilled in the back of the truck 3 weeks ago is the reason that the water tank slid out the back and knocked off the door.
It didn't just not throw
that
it.
They ripped that's the all door handle off. Yeah.
Oh my God.
They're still blaming me for shit. I'm not even fucking there.
I'm like, I'm pretty sure the diesel rain evaporator washed out of the truck.
Nobody, yeah, remember when Ray was here and we could call him a piece of shit all day? Those were really the salad days of digging holes.
Jesus.
We could blame Ray for the fact that we didn't put diesel in the truck.
We do that too. Like you're talking about that conversation from a week ago. We do that shit all the time. Remember last night? Remember when we went to the movies yesterday?
You're telling people about that?
Not anything special. But I meant we generally, everyone, in not just you.
I'm just kidding.
No.
No, totally. I you know what? I had this conversation with somebody that I've known her for like 6 years now maybe, and like she's always like talking about things that happened like 4 years ago. It's like that wasn't long enough ago for you to be like reminiscing on it, but it also like get over it. Like
you'd be surprised, you start reminiscing on stuff more and more because I guess the old reminiscing you either forget or it's like you've run it into the ground. Like I used to, I lived in Florida for a year and I had just fantastic stories. Mm-hmm. And over a period of like 8 or 9 years, I just stopped telling those same stories.
Totally.
Not because they weren't better than the new stories, just because they were so old hat to me, it became a chore to to relive.
It's also such a small part of your like life as a whole, like on the scale of life. Like people are like, oh, do you still live in Philly? I'm like, I fucking moved out of Philly 3 years ago and I lived there for 11 months. Like, I don't know. People talk about it like it was so monumental or something. Like, it's weird. I don't know.
It also could depend on what you accomplished too. Like, I lived in Florida for a year, accomplished more in that year learning about life than I did any other year. So it was like really good. So it seemed like a
That's
long
nice,
time.
Yeah.
But I mean, what are you going to learn in Philly?
How to get drunk.
I lived in Florida for 9 months or something.
Oh, what part?
In a jail?
Pensacola.
Oh, okay. I was in
I was in the Navy. I had to go to school there for
to Navy or jail.
PP the whales.
No, I was in jail at the time.
I was in Daytona. Daytona, okay.
Yeah. Well, I also like people. We're like trained to be nostalgic too early. Like I feel like music, movies, your parents make you do. Like you're like 1 year out of high school and you're like, remember, man, bro, it was crazy. Like it's like no, it was just fucking happened, dude. And the older you get, the more time stretches.
Oh, right.
But you're trained to like romanticize the past, even if the past wasn't that good.
Or just look at like the constant marketing for nostalgia for like the 80s, 90s.
Oh yeah, but I love that media. But it's new media. Yeah. Like, right. I love it now, you know? Right. I can go, oh, I was at that arcade or whatever, but it doesn't... All my memories are bad. You could listen to any episode of this fucking podcast and know I got beat up in that arcade, you know?
Right.
Did you see they're turning one of the casinos into an arcade?
No.
I think it was like Caesars or something. They're going to turn it into, like, one of the largest arcades on the East Coast.
These two guys wouldn't know that.
They're going to have a whole VR section there.
Yeah, it's just going to be video games. Like,
I'm going.
David Buster's on steroids.
Let's do it.
I'm going.
We just made love happen with Nick and Eric.
Let's bring all the podcast equipment down there, and we'll do an episode from the room.
We have to go, like, the first week they open, because everything's going to not work after that, and then it's all just going to be shit, because that's how AC is.
Somebody vomits into the...
Yeah, we should do an episode.
The pinball machine.
Dude, I love arcade games.
Yeah, I like old. That's one thing I reminisce about. I love old arcade games. Shut the fuck up and let me finish. I love like Ninja Turtles, Turtles in Time, like the old X-Men game. But I don't really play new video games. Like Eric's super up on new video games.
I like old stuff too, man. I like everything.
The old stuff is like, I don't play it for nostalgia. I play it because I know how to play it and I'm good at it. And it's like, doesn't get old. But new stuff, as soon as someone kills me or something, I'm like, fuck this. I'm out of here.
Every day of my life, I think about Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Three was my favorite.
Yeah.
I got 10 million in the airport.
I got the 1 and 2 remaster on my Xbox right now. It's a blast.
I think 4 was the one I played.
I need an Xbox.
I can reminisce on when I was 19 and I played Tony Hawk 3 every night until I had blisters on my thumbs and I got 10 million in the airport level.
Which one had the Alcatraz map? Was that 4?
I don't know. That sounds like not one I saw, so I probably was, 4.
Yeah, I got into that one late. I don't know why. I was skating for real, I guess.
Fucking love Tony Hawk.
Yeah, that's when we started.
Everybody thinks they were like this great skater now because they could like do stuff on the game.
Now the dudes can really do this shit from the game, like jump fucking 40 stairs to a rail. I think also like when I was like 28, you're like 10 years out of high school. You know, I don't think we had a reunion or anything, or I wasn't invited if we did. But like, you see people at the bar and they're like, fucking high school was the best. And I'm like, bitch, I hate you and high school. Like, I don't want to see you. Like, high school was the fucking worst. There's no one, like, people who hated me would beat me up, anything. Like, they would come up to me in the bar, like, it's completely fabricated. Like, we were best friends, and high school was the best for all of us. And it's like, they're just making up a completely different experience than what really happened in their head. I don't know if it's denial or what.
For me, high school is just all hindsight. Like, I look at everything that happened in high school and I'm like, oh, I could have done this, 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 and this so much better because I just had no clue what was going on.
high school was a disaster for me. That's my whole life.
But
I hate talking to people that I like. I don't mind talking to people I went to high school with. I hate when they talk about high school. Like, that's like so annoying to me.
I don't know. It's lame. It can be fun. Like somebody posted a thing for our high school of videos from the video department for like all the different years for the high schools. So it's kind of like it's kind of fun to see people when they were younger.
I would never want to see me
doing stuff.
I would never want to see what I look like in high school on video.
They've got on video. You know, post midnight.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a video of him and two other dudes doing like some. Like barbershop style, like R&B song or something.
Well, that's fun.
When he's like 16 or something like that.
It must have been nice to be talented and outgoing and confident in high school. I wouldn't know anything about that.
Like, but those are like fun. Those are like little fun things. It's just like, oh, remember that? That was great. But you know, for me, it's more like you can tease people.
like teach hey, people from
look,
your
look, no look, oh, at, tease look at where people. You were and look at where you are now. It's like, haha. But
yeah, man. But Facebook also exists, so like.
Yeah,
you don't need to run into people from high school. They're all right there.
No, high school didn't exist. High school didn't exist when I had Facebook.
But I'm saying it does now. That's 20 years later.
I think I got an email about high school reunion. I just
I would love to go to one.
I just hit delete.
Dude, we had ours at 7 years. Like they skipped it at the 5 year one.
Too many people died. We're gonna have to get this in right now.
I thought they started at 10.
And then yeah, they were all like late or like, and they have there's a group. On Facebook for my graduating class, and people are like, yeah, we should totally do that. And it just never,
yeah, no one it never transpires.
Everybody's
yeah.
like, well, it's good. Honestly, everybody's doing good. And
I honestly
nobody
don't
cares.
Think I would remember any, but they're like, hey, you remember? I'm not. Nah, I have no idea.
I could just go to Bill's any night of the week. Yeah.
Go to fucking McGuinn's. I got the whole crew's there except the people who are dead.
Yeah. Know, I run into people that recognize me, and I don't remember them, but I was like heavily medicated in high school, so it was just kind of a weird fuzz for me.
Sick. Sounds like you had a good time in high school.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I didn't have anybody really picking on me.
Oh, I got picked on all the time.
But I was like an ogre, so the couple of people that did try to pick on me.
Yeah, you're a big guy.
Yeah, and then after that, nobody did, and I just generally got along with people, so it didn't really...
I would have been hanging out with you, man.
You fucking right, you would. You guys would. I think you guys are gonna be inseparable after this podcast.
We were like, I was like part-time at the special ed school and part-time at the regular high school, and... It was pretty wild.
I run into people and they go, this guy smoked a lot of weed in high school. I've never smoked weed in my life. I've smoked weed like 2 times in my entire life.
I always got in trouble for it at school.
I would get in trouble for it. I never did it.
I got in trouble one time. I came into my first period class stoned. It was like a math. What was it? Algebra
Science?
2? It was Algebra 2. Right. We had a test or something. I'm taking the test and I smelled like weed. All of a sudden I look up the principal and there's a cop there. The students told the teacher I smelled like weed, and she told the office, and then they
like, what the fuck? Like, a cop came? Like,
are you serious? Yeah, I got in all this trouble.
Dude, that's wild. Like, we had like fucking glory days.
Like he
criminal?
Smells like weed.
There was always cops like in my high school looking for weed. Dogs all the time.
We had the tail end of like Grateful Dead and Fish followers when I went to high school. So you had just like this contingent of hippies.
Dude,
they always smelled like weed. Nobody ever went after them.
Fucking no shoes off doing fucking sculpting.
It's not even called weed anymore. It's
bro.
Called cannabis. So you don't even call it weed anymore.
Yeah, that was the slang, bro, to keep it a secret.
Yeah, you don't want people to know.
Pot, grass.
Or pot. Yeah, pot.
Mary Jane.
We had cops in our high school, and I would cut class, and the cop would be like, you got to pass? And I'd be like, fuck you, and just walk out. It was the best. It was so empowering. It's probably the coolest shit I ever did.
Like, when
I
was
in high school. Glory days there, huh?
I were like... For whatever the officer that was like always walking around would just like hit on all the girls.
Yep, 100%.
It's so bizarre.
So
100% that you guys had cops in the school. Like, we didn't
fucking,
have them.
It's so stupid that that's even a thing.
The fucking dude sat in a fucking desk in the hallway all day.
Yep.
Like that's what he want. Yep. He's a fucking cop,
right?
And they're like, sit at this children's fucking desk and look at kids go by all day. Like, that's what he fucking did. Like one cop. Like, how big would the problem have to be where you would need a cop?
Oh, no, because they could shoot a whole bunch of kids.
Yeah, right.
There was like 1,200 people probably in my high school, and there's one cop.
Oh,
like,
Jesus. Yeah. I think our school had 270, maybe?
Total?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think our graduating class was like 86.
That's insane. Jesus. There was 1,500 kids where I went to high school and you couldn't fucking move. You couldn't move in the hallway
like
sardines.
We have three high schools that all had like 1,000 plus kids.
It was like 25, 40 kids to every class. And there was crazy fights.
Yeah.
But the cops, there never cops to stop it. Gym
now,
teachers
now,
would stop
now,
the fights.
I'm starting to understand the socioeconomic problem going on in that township there.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my God,
I got shot at a homecoming
football
game. I had to run.
I love when Eric talks. By who?
Who
I don't
shot
know.
At you?
They
don't
know.
Me and my friends were smoking weed down by the street, and some dudes drove by in a car flashing a piece. And my friend's like, what? Like this? Like an idiot. So they fucking spun around and stared, and we took off. It was, and then
those were the days, man.
And somebody else at that game got stabbed. It was unrelated, and the cops came for that. It was all over the paper.
Yeah. Man, remember in high school when we almost got shot? Like, yeah, glory days, bro.
Yeah, America.
Running through the parking lot.
Seriously, that's actually not even a funny joke. Scary. Jesus Christ, that's like...
Those were the days.
I had a bunch of friends bring guns to school, and they would get caught, and they would get kicked out, and they'd come back like next year. Mm-hmm. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, your story's better.
No, that's it. That's the end of the story.
Mm-hmm. That's fun.
It was right around Columbine, so it was like...
Yeah.
Then it was like they would never come back after Columbine. We watched Columbine on TV in our architecture class.
You had to check your gun in at the principal's office.
You had to wear a see-through backpack so they could see your gun.
No. You had to check in your gun at the principal's office so, you know, because you were going hunting later.
Is this your school?
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet
they stopped that practice.
My crossbow, Teach.
I think they stopped it like a couple years after I graduated, but like they had the very active hunting community still.
Right. Did you stop at gun check?
Yeah, just weird stuff they had.
Don't be late for homeroom.
It was on 420, so I wouldn't.
You show up to school covered in camo and blood.
A lot, yeah. That sounds like where you're
from. I'm getting back in the treat stand after 3 o'clock. Oh god, doing my math homework, waiting for these. That's like right
now, every time I have people over at my house during hunting season, the people that will hunt on our property, they've gotten older, so they need help with whatever deer they shot. I get to go help them dress the deer and carry the deer back, and I just tell my friends, you guys might as well just come home because I'm going to need a shower, and it's just this terrifying... It's like
you got to do it right away. You can't wait either.
Well, no, it's with the, you know, they come walking back, you know, from the woods, but it's like if you can't do it yourself,
yeah.
Why do I have to help you? I don't like deer meat that much.
Wait, so this is in high school or this is now?
This is still happening. This has been happening since I was younger. I get drafted into
because you live on a farm, and there are people hunting near your farm.
That friends of the family, they hunt on the back, but it's like they want us to use the Polaris to go back there and help bring it back, and then it's got to be washed down and it's got to be like disinfected a certain way because we also use it for produce.
Yeah, if you can't fucking clean your own shit, bro, like don't.
And it's just like I went hunting like twice and I don't ever want to go again.
Yeah, I don't want to kill nothing. Deer meat's okay though.
Tastes good. It's okay, but it's not worth the.
I'll do it if in an apocalyptic situation where I'm trying to survive.
Survival. Or yeah,
but it's not worth. I'm hanging out with my friends and I gotta go help you. Like, and then I can't really hang out with them because I'm, you know, got blood up to my ankles. And then have to go to school in the morning with that same blood
like
on.
School,
yeah. Just like high school.
You know, it's the after school program all over again.
Did you take agriculture science in school? I talked about this before.
I don't think it was offered at the time at my school because they were just phasing out away from the farms. But I know a ton of folks that were in Burlington County and stuff that all did like that. And like
I had to raise and train a chinchilla. And then try to sell it. And then try to sell it.
Train it to do what?
to sit and stay.
Can you train a chinchilla to sit?
Nobody was successful.
To look like a good pair of gloves so
you
could sell
it.
You
had to train it to skin itself.
Yeah, you're supposed to hold them by their tail. It's weird.
What? Because
their fur is so fine, it'll just like rip out.
Yeah, they can't get wet either or something.
Yeah, they clean themselves with dirt, with the
sand. It's like a powder. It's like a powder. It's a dust thing.
Oh, it's a fucking powder? What, do they have powder where they live in the wild?
It's some kind of dust shit. I don't know.
Yeah, it's dirt.
It feels like that fucking chalk you use when you play pool.
Yeah,
they're really cool, though. They're like really neat.
Yeah, unless they piss on you, they fucking.
Well, they're always somebody else's pet.
For anything.
Yeah, but it's always somebody else's pet, so they're great.
A little piss is okay.
Yeah. Chickpea.
What's a little piss? What's a little chickpea?
A little garbanzo
bean.
You try to grab them out of their cage and they just piss straight at you.
That's my dog.
Like they aim right at you. Like piss.
It's so funny. It's so funny that we're doing this topic on the aging punks.
I had to see a pig get slaughtered too in that class. That was horrible.
Oh God,
that's brutal.
Pigs are like, so smart. Here you go, class. Like, we're gonna slaughter this pig right in front of.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, oh God, that's like I'm. I mean, as much as I love it, I'm trying to get away from eating octopus.
Octopus is because they're so fucking smart. I know, same thing. Yeah,
they are.
But they're
in my
so delicious.
Class of animals.
I didn't really like the texture. It was like a rubbery.
Well, squid is what calamari really is, right? Or is it octopus?
Squid is scungeal, and calamari is octopus. Or
no,
squid's calamari.
See, I had raw octopus. I had like sushi. Like,
bro, I don't eat seafood. Don't ask me.
It's good, man. I just don't want to fucking eat anything that's goddamn. intelligent.
God yeah.
Damn.
God we damn. We eat all the dumb stuff.
I don't give a goddamn. I like lobsters live forever. It bums me out. Then we just fucking scoop them up out of a tank and
eat them. I didn't know they live.
They live for like 100 years, and then if they molt and shit, and
they get bigger. Let them get real big. I think
you got the Google bug.
But it's
fucking. They think they're like the. I think they're like the turtles, where it's like they just go through cycles of like maturing, and then they're adolescents again.
Yeah, they molt, and that's when they're most vulnerable, and that's when predators kill them and stuff. Which is it's just so crazy that we just eat them. We should be like studying them for like Alzheimer's shit, you know? Like it's fucking crazy that they regenerate.
All right, scientists.
I just read about it one day. I'm not a fucking scientist.
I love it.
Yeah, their exoskeleton can't grow, so they have to.
They keep molting.
Get a new one.
Yeah.
Wow, this was good knowledge.
That leaves them vulnerable.
Thanks
and
for
then
making
when they're
me
older,
do my job.
Yeah, thank you for doing it. Thanks awesome. For being you.
But yeah, I love, you know, lobsters taste good, but it's really not that great. You get a crack of lobster tail, it tastes good for a couple bites, and there's
work.
Not, yeah, it's not nothing
it's
there.
It's so much work. Like,
fucking thing could have been 100 years old, and you crack its tail to
like
eat it.
Crab's
it's three bites.
Crab's fantastic. It's a lot of
that's
work.
That's how shrimp is. It's like, that's a whole little creature.
fuck shrimp. Just fucking throw it right in your mouth.
I think for me, it's like a taste versus intelligence.
Shrimp don't solve problems.
You know, like the tastier they are, the less I care.
What was that episode of Futurama where he's eating the baby? You remember that?
They're like, there's my babies. It's not,
like
it's
the
not
baby
shrimp,
aliens.
Right?
They're, yeah, like, right. They're frying them and eating them and shit or whatever.
Like caviar?
Yeah, I don't know what it was. I don't know.
I have a friend who, she's vegetarian, sort of. She's like, I won't eat anything I wouldn't kill. And I think that's a good way to look at it. Like, going out of your way to kill something like a cow, whatever. But, like, killing a fish, that's not a big deal.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, like, you can walk up to a cow and, like, beat it to death with a hammer. So anything that'll let you do that, I think is fair game.
But they're still gonna feel
cows
it.
Cows are smart too. They just aren't. They don't think
they are
a threat.
So not smart.
Or they like music.
I think you would get more exhausted beating the cow with a hammer.
But there's people that are that dumb too that would do it.
Yeah, there's people that are worth eating before cows. But then you get
I'm not saying that's not on the table though.
Then you get mad human disease where you get the little Swiss cheese holes.
Oh yeah, you don't want any. Spinal fluid, you'll get a sponge form. Yeah,
you haven't eaten meat in how many years?
Almost 2 years.
Do you reminisce on your glory days of eating meat?
Fucking pork roll.
There it is.
Yeah, I remember when I used to eat meat. Yeah,
it was meat was better then. This is bullshit.
Now I got all these GMOs or whatever. Yeah, I don't know what people say about things. Something like that.
Too many hormones now. And,
yeah, that's true.
I hope the aliens bring some animals from other planets for us.
You know,
they
need to. I'm still not clear on the whole antibiotics things with the animals because it's like we had chickens that were sick and you gave them antibiotics to make them better. So I'm not really sure. I think it's like they inject them with antibiotics and it makes them grow bigger.
Well, the more they overdo it or they have to with factory farming, then you're ingesting those antibiotics and it's fucking up your immune system over time. So I think that's the real problem because you antibiotics like
it makes your immune system
it kills
not
your
on
good
its own,
shit
right?
too. Yeah. So it's overdoing it is a big deal. So I think that's a big what the problem with antibiotics and food meat.
See, I never really paid attention.
Why do they give them the chickens
just to make sure they fucking just,
no I think it's they use it as a growth like you said a growth hormone
well and
or
I think
something.
With factory farming everything it's the same reason cows get mad cow disease dies and the other ones eat it and it was sick and now they ate a sick cow so like when things are clumped together like that they pump them full of all that shit because then they'll survive.
The mad cow disease is much darker than that. It's where cow
it's like a vaccine
gets
kinda.
Into the feed
right
so like they were making the cow food and some ground cow ended up in the food with like spinal fluid and everything. And it's like, why are you processing the cow so close to where you're processing the cow food? That's just kind of a little bit.
That sounds delicious. It sounds so good.
Well, you know, it's like breaded chicken. You're, breading them in their own young.
Yeah.
Right. I like to dip my French fries in the mashed potatives.
Yeah.
It's pretty similar to that.
That
yeah.
is pretty good.
I had chickens for a little while, and if you don't like collect their eggs soon enough, they'll totally eat them.
Yeah.
There's a lot of animals like that.
Snakes. One time, my neighbor had a snake, and it had babies, and they had a rock on top of the cage, and the mother got out because it like wanted so bad to not be with its young. It like
Can't
somehow
blame her.
Got the fuck out.
You know, bears will kill and eat each other. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird for mammals.
To survive.
I mean, I guess like when you're a bear, probably nothing satisfies that hunger but another bear.
Yeah, there's bears that they'll kill their own cubs and eat them if they're hungry.
I'm so hungry I could eat myself. Oh, I'm
just
bear.
Like, think about being a fucking bear. For one second, just think about it.
What Hold are you on, everyone eat? Close their eyes. Silently on this podcast.
I would just learn how to ride a bicycle and join the circus.
That's a Russian bear. That's this right. is America.
Wow. Our bears have guns.
It's a right to bear arms.
Ooh,
I don't know.
Yes. Wow. Banger after banger.
I was waiting for the aging punk signal after that joke.
Oh, we still got a little while.
Oh, man.
Great.
So what else is there going
on? What are these eggs on the table?
Oh, yeah. I brought. I wasn't sure I brought everybody a Kinder.
Are these pantyhose eggs?
I didn't know it was. There was a fourth person, but it's good, I guess, that they're sick. There's a toy inside.
Yeah, they're Kinder eggs.
Kinder Surprise.
Egg. So when no I was a kid, my dad would always buy us like Kinder chocolates.
Back in the
oh,
and
they're
every
good stuff.
Easter, we'd get a giant Kinder egg.
What's funny is the original ones, the toys were embedded in the chocolate, I think.
Yeah.
So I just opened it.
And it was a choking hazard. Yeah, just flip it open.
Man,
I can't fucking open mine.
Like this?
Oh, you're not Italian.
Oh, yeah. That's how you know.
It's a litmus test for your...
Never mind.
This guy might be Polish.
Yeah, why didn't they have this?
I'll tell my parents you can't
do it.
I don't
remember this.
Save all that for after the show.
I'm going to have to yell at my mom for never buying these.
There's toys in here. What the hell kind of thing is this?
I have to build
a model.
Oh my god,
dude,
I have a fucking fidget spinner! Holy shit!
Oh,
I didn't realize when I put it together. I thought it was going to be a
full fidget spinner.
You put it together and didn't realize till the end?
Dude, I...
Oh, there is chocolate. Yeah. Awesome. I was looking for the chocolate.
Yeah, so they used to be eggs. They used to be eggs that the toy was inside of. Whoa, this
but
is
too many
thing.
People broke
Mine
their teeth.
Came with micro machines, I think, or something.
Mine came with a...
Probably not supposed to eat on the podcast.
Ray got the same one as me.
Mine's green.
Am I supposed to eat the wheels on this thing, or is it... Oh, it's plastic. I thought it was made out of candy.
Are you supposed to eat the toy?
I thought it was a candy toy.
This is easily the most spellbinding segment on a podcast.
It comes
ever.
With directions, too, just so everybody knows.
We'll all take pictures of the toys we get.
Dude, mine's a fucking fidget spinner, bro.
Mine came with instructions.
You got the same one. Nick's still figuring it out. A paper airplane?
It's like a... It looks
it's
like
a flamingo riding some other kind of hippo.
I like that.
And these have been around for how long?
At least since Nick was a kid.
Wow.
Yeah, they've been around forever.
Man, I fucking broke it.
Oh, that was quick.
Their big thing is the hazelnut chocolate.
Yeah, that's right. Pretty good. Remember back in the day when you had a fidget spinner you didn't break?
Shut up.
Remember your glory days?
Yeah, right,
so mine is a flamingo on top of the water. And it's just...
Oh, whoa! That's sick as hell.
That's going on Instagram.
Dude, this is sick
Holy
as hell.
Shit.
That's
I can't
amazing.
Believe you got like a fidget spinner. That's a great one.
Yeah.
Your fucking pink flamingo flies.
He's just trying to make me feel better. Back in my day, they didn't give you a pink flamingo.
I got a pound of steak for Christmas.
Back in my day, you would choke on the toy trying to get it out of the chocolate.
Whoa. I don't remember this having like cream.
No, it's pretty much... They have chocolate ones, too. Some of them are vanilla, but the chocolate should be underneath the Nutella layer.
Let me see that. I'm amazed right now.
We probably should have done this after the show. I don't know what this sounds like.
Well, don't chew into the mic.
Here's my little toy. I don't know what this
What'd
is.
What'd you get?
Is it a transformer?
Something.
This reminds me of being a kid.
You got a micro machine. Does it pull back?
Eric's is just... It's so. Like, I split the atom. Here's nuclear fission.
It has directions. Maybe it transforms?
I don't know. Maybe.
No, you just assemble it.
This reminds me of my childhood.
Get it up to 88 miles
an
hour.
You brought this full circle.
Oh, good. Fantastic.
Back when things were so simple. Pepperidge Farm remembers.
What are these?
Chocolate
balls. You eat them,
chocolate
dude.
Chocolate salted balls.
Just put the
balls
They're
just in like
mouth.
Let it slide down
Cocoa
your throat
balls,
hole.
And then beneath it's a layer of Nutella.
Oh, all right.
And there should be a little spoon that came with it.
That's
this episode sponsored by Kinder Joy.
We love a good German chocolate. They're German, right?
I don't know.
I think so.
That's what Kinder is, right?
You just hear us all eating.
Perfect.
ASMR.
Sounds good. I remember when people didn't eat on podcasts.
Yeah, when I was a kid, we ate these a lot. These little hippos that my mom really likes.
I don't know. It's Ferrero, so it might actually be Italy.
All right, let's not be racist against the chocolate guys.
They may have bought it from them.
They were distributed. They're called chocolate tears. They were distributed in New Jersey.
Aren't they?
Hmm. It's New Jersey chocolate.
Well, it's New Jersey chocolate.
I guess so. I think it originated in Germany.
All right, are we done complaining?
No.
We just got our little bit of joy going on.
Remember earlier in the episode when we were really doing a podcast?
Yeah, because I can't really complain about getting a little toy and some chocolate.
You can't bring us treats.
We brought pizza.
Yes, and I will have a slice later. Mustard. It looked fantastic.
Wow, we pretty much ate all of it.
There's still some. Like, Nick's dead in the mic.
I'm just thinking, you know, that's good pizza from there. I've had some banging pizzas back in the day.
Yeah. Back how long ago in the day?
Friday, actually.
In Chambers.
Oh. Awesome pizza.
Yeah.
That's the past, man. Live in the now. I don't know, man. What was shitty? What was good? Like, when you had jobs when you were a kid, do you think they were better then or better now? Was it cooler because you were carefree? Didn't have the bills or the responsibility?
In 94, I got my working papers. Or 93.
How old were you?
I got my 15, 14, I don't know. And I worked at a ShopRite as a bagger. And I was making $5.25 an hour.
That's more than minimum wage was then.
But, yeah, well, New Jersey had a law that it was $5.25 in, like, 94. Federal was, like, $4.75. So,
$4.25 when I started working.
It was $5.15, I thought, when I started working.
Maybe it was just because that ShopRite had a union.
I was in California. I don't know if that's different.
Yes. No, New Jersey had a higher minimum wage. But either way, that was it 2021 now? So, was that... 25 years ago?
That was 1917. So
in 25 years ago, the minimum wage has raised
$2.
You know, like it's like what, 8 something now?
Actually, it's $12 in New Jersey now.
Oh, it's 12.
But the federal minimum wage, I think, is $7.25.
Yeah, and the cost of living has gone up how much though?
Meanwhile,
versus
the cost
that?
Of a Whopper has gone up $6.
Yeah, exactly. I literally remember when gas was 75 cents a gallon. And my dad remembers when gas was like 3 gallons for like a dollar.
Three for one.
Yeah, it was like 33 cents a gallon or something.
I remember cigarettes, $1.50 a pack or something like that.
We had full benefits and everything as just a part-time bagger. And, you know, it was pretty wild. And now, like my sister went to go get a job at the deli there about a year ago. And they were just paying like $11 an hour.
Right.
And I had gone back to work there after I bombed out of college in Florida and worked in the deli where she went and got the job at. And I had started there at like $12 an hour. So it's like...
How much was weed back then?
I really wouldn't know.
What a nickel bag cost a nickel. Yeah.
I didn't smoke weed back then, but there was a lot of really rich hippies around at my high school, so they would have just bags of it.
That's funny.
You know, but it's probably, if you took that whole garbage bag full of weed, was probably the equivalent of like the THC in like a small bag now.
Probably, I never got like the like, oh, well, a Coke and a burger was 40 cents. Like you're supposed to go, oh, it was 40. Because it's inflation. Like the same, it's what 40 cents is now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's different costs. Like there's corporate greed, but like, it's not like...
You weren't making the same amount
back
then.
Yeah, it's not like you were making $10 an hour and a burger and a Coke was 40 cents. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
I can see that comparison with housing, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, you know, where you see like a $20,000 house, it's now like $140,000, but it's also 60 years old.
Yeah, and people's annual income back then wasn't as much.
Yeah.
Like,
but it also didn't...
Two Twinkies for a nickel.
Yeah, I never get that kind of reminiscing. I'm like, are you dumb? Do you not know that your money's just worth less than it was?
Maybe it's just despair.
Yeah, right. Well, it's just you know.
I tried to have this conversation with my parents.
Like sales tax is more than that now, dummy.
No, everything does go up. Look at and it also depends on your area. So we've got chickens; they lay eggs, and some of the chickens we have lay blue eggs. Because they're just some weird chicken that lays
blue
eggs.
They're Easter chickens.
Yeah, that's what
they call
them.
Easter eggers.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yep.
I just made that shit up.
Green and blue, et cetera.
Or pink.
The one dude takes the eggs to New York, that was friends with my mom, will take like a couple of dozen eggs to his job in Manhattan, and he sells them for like $25
a dozen. And they taste the same? They're just different colors?
Yeah, well, I mean, they're fresh eggs, so they're fresh eggs, so they taste better, I guess.
Well, I don't know if they have like a different, like, I didn't think it tastes like blueberries. I didn't know if it tasted different.
Like, it just tastes like a freaking egg. It just tastes like
a freaking egg.
Like a Baja Blast eggs.
Because if I saw a blue egg, I'd be like, this shit's rotten. I'm not eating
it. No, it's just a regular egg. Like, the inside of the egg's normal.
Oh, yeah. It's just the shell.
The shell.
I was like, wow, that is weird.
If I could get green-colored eggs, that would be amazing.
I wouldn't trust that.
Like, I was wondering if I fed coffee to the chickens, would they lay caffeinated eggs, and I could really make some money?
You're talking about, like, heroin
eggs? It just ended up with a bunch of, like, diarrhea-ridden...
Diverticulitis.
Yeah, we had a bunch of blocked chickens after that. It was really... No,
I had one of those chickens and she laid green eggs. We got one green egg a day, but they were much smaller than all the other ones.
Oh, okay.
Her eggs were small.
These ones are an Americana. Yeah, C-A-U-N-A. And depending on what they eat when they go running around and go after bugs and stuff is whether it's bluer or greener.
Mm-hmm. I had no idea Bella had this knowledge of chickens.
We
got a farmer on the show.
Dude, you should see.
I know, I had chickens.
You should see the chicken propaganda that's out there. Like, those were the days, man. They're like, raise chickens for Uncle Sam. And then there's like all this chicken legislation because townships banned chickens and now everybody wants them again.
Wow.
Glory days, man.
Yeah. That's like turtles, too.
I love cleaning up shit all the time.
Oh, God. They're so awful.
Dude, they stink. They shit like crazy.
Imagine you've got 12 of them and your parents are too old to clean out the coop.
Yeah. We started with 12. We ended with 6.
You ever seen a chicken fuck up a mouse before?
Yes.
My brother's got like 24 chickens. Well, now he's down to like 8 because the neighbor's dog fucking maimed him.
Oof. That's a...
pretty sad shit.
This is farming, local farming. We're talking colored eggs and Easter bunnies.
Backyard chickens.
Backyardigans.
Jesus. What's hilarious, I know some people, they're like big, burly, tough guys that have, they've got like the fighting chickens. But
for cockfights?
Yeah, but their chickens have never seen a fight. They're like these big guys. They talk like, oh, this one will be this great. But they're all like freaking brushing it. Like,
oh, they just have like really nice chickens
really,
that they love.
They have, they're like that breed that's for fighting. Chicken. They're that breed for fighting, but they're all like pampered and like, they're all like, just they're like, look how beautiful this
that's
chicken
really
is. I'm just going to, and it's so funny is they always try to act all like big and tough, but it's like their chicken's never going to a fight. It's just going to be...
I have the hiccups.
I thought he was pushing the soundboard.
Yeah, I thought that was like a chicken, like a fighting chicken.
No, I guess I just had 3 hiccups.
But it's just hilarious because they love them so much. And chickens are just so stupid and love food.
They don't know shit.
That they emulate love because they think you have food.
Aw.
You can pick a chicken up.
I can pick a chicken up?
You can pick a chicken up.
Just walk up and pick them up usually.
Finger-licking, picking chickens.
If you put your hand like over the back of them, they'll just like squat down because they're getting ready to get fucked. Basically. Yeah,
you know when
if you stomp the ground next to them, they think you're trying to bang them, and they just
what the fuck is this? Why? How did people learn this?
My dad told me that.
Hey, when you clip a chicken's wings, you're only supposed to do one wing, because if you clip them both, they can still fly. If you clip one, then they fly all uneven, so they can't fly.
I don't know, but if you put them down and like draw like a line in front of them, they'll just sit there and stare.
That's true.
Follow
that's
the line, too. Right? Or they don't cross the line.
They won't move. They'll freeze.
They think it's a snake or something. Yeah, yeah.
Yo,
welcome back to Chicken Talk.
They're also they're terrified of kites.
Did you learn that the easy way?
I didn't know that one.
I learned it by accident.
By accident.
Oh, by the way, just a side note about kites. That's how you know you were poor. Is if you had a kite and that was your prime toy as a child.
Dude, I begged my mom for a kite and she would not get me one.
But that's all we had.
She didn't want us to seem poor, probably.
We had
I think I would lose every kite I had. I put it way too high.
Yeah, I'd let them go eventually. We'd fly them so high.
I've never flown a kite.
We had a kite and that was it. So we only got to have fun every March.
The glory
days
of your
childhood, man.
I want to tell a story. The other day, Ray stepped on a snake.
I did step on a snake. No,
we were walking, and I said, "Oh my god!" And like Ray just looks down, and he's standing on a snake. I said, "You're stepping on it," and he was like, "What are you talking about?"
I didn't know that she didn't say anything. And I had sunglasses on.
You know,
it was just like a little garter snake.
It was a cobra.
You know, humans. humans are supposedly have evolved a heightened ability to detect things like snakes and spiders.
Not this human, motherfucker. Yeah,
it's just standing on its wrapping around
its leg. I
didn't
even know I didn't even feel it.
One more loss in the genetic lottery there, right?
It was crazy.
I saw it slither away after I stepped on it. I feel really bad about it, but I just thought it was like a root out of the corner.
It's probably fine, but...
The little snake was yelling, "Don't tread on me."
Nicole almost stepped on a baby deer when we were hiking.
It was God.
It was like curled up. Like sleeping? Baby deer sitting there, and we're walking. I'm like, stop, stop. It's like, we're just sitting there.
Where were you? Downtown Trenton?
No, it was like a few miles from here. It wasn't too far.
You were supposed to go near a deer that looks dead because they'll gore you and kick you to death.
No, this was, like, I mean, this thing was this small.
Yeah,
but the mom was nearby, obviously, so we're like, all right, let's get out of here. Because the mom will usually leave them for a minute and go do shit and then come back.
Were you in the woods?
Yeah, we were hiking in the woods somewhere.
Like, it was just a deer on the path?
It was like right off the path.
That's crazy.
It was just sitting there. Little baby one.
Bambi.
Like
I remember
Bambi.
She
got a picture of it. I think she took a picture of it.
That's so cute.
Yeah. Well, that's nice. I get pictures of earthworms.
Yeah.
I got worms.
Yeah, Francis, he found this one, man. It was like 9 inches long. He sent me this picture of it.
I'm just
like, oh, wow.
Francis is your son.
Yeah, it was this huge worm. And I'm just like, oh, cool.
That's pretty cool.
It was. I would love to see that. It was a giant. I got the picture on my phone. It's like this amazing earthworm.
We gotta get a picture of Nick's clothes, the flamingo that flies, and this earthworm. And these are all going on our Instagram. I think we keep forgetting to put stuff on the Instagram.
Yeah, we say we're gonna.
I just don't do it.
You gotta do it.
I'll do it. Sorry.
I never shared that video with my dad.
It's
on my YouTube, but I just never shared it.
That's going. We gotta figure out a way to do that.
Look at the size of this thing.
Jesus. I don't know about 9 inches.
Well,
maybe stretched out.
I'm a man, so, you know.
Let me see.
It's never going to be an accurate.
How that works.
What kind of show is
that? Oh, that's a girthy worm.
Girthworm Jim.
Girthworm.
It's my new band, Girthworm.
Anyway, what did we learn? Did we learn anything from this? Are the glory days just
I learned that we are probably. It's hope for society if more people are like us and they're into more reminiscing than trying to destroy the world.
I like now. I don't think the past was good.
Dude, look, I just picked up a picture of an earthworm from my son that was emailed to me.
I think people, when stuff sucks, they have to romanticize the past because it's like
better than
otherwise nothing was ever good. You know, and it's like, fuck that, man. Maybe nothing was ever good, and you got to work on your future being good then, you know?
Yeah, it's a good way to escape from the present.
Yeah, right. And then it's like, the more you talk about it, it's like validation. Like, I did good shit once. Everything sucks now and may suck forever, but there was good shit once, and it's like, that sucks, man. Keep moving forward. Mm. But I guess eventually you're too fucking old to do jack shit, and all you can do is talk about the past. I don't know.
Like one of my bowels used to work properly.
Yeah, mine don't. I'm not looking forward to the future of my bowels.
Yeah, those were good movements back in the day.
My God.
I had a client today at work who's 83 and he still plays tennis all the time.
Yeah,
that's good. Fucking
motherfuckers
crazy.
Are going to live till 120 by the time I'm old. Let's do it.
Yeah, I just like, I can't imagine being in shape enough to play tennis now, let alone in fucking 60 years.
Give me a new hip, give me a new bowel, give me a robotic tennis arm.
That's probably what
I'm all about that. Let's in the get future. It. I'm like, robot I told Joey when he got his knee done, I'm like, yo, have him put in some hydraulics and stuff so you can dig better. You know,
they Joey's like robots our boss. Do,
broke his knee.
They have robots do hip and knee replacement surgeries now.
It's so nuts.
Yeah.
You're going to get a Neuralink whenever it's available?
No.
No.
I do not want anyone in my brain, and I do not want to communicate
just talk
with people through
words.
The brain.
Eric's already got one. He's got the beta.
No, I ain't testing that shit out.
If Eric could see my thoughts, I don't know if we'd all still be friends.
They're going to use it first to help cure things like people with spinal injuries and shit like that so they can get movement and stuff
that's
like that.
Sick.
That's sick. Like, that's what they say they're going to use.
Even like 3D printing better casts and 3D printing like better limbs. It's like all this shit's it's getting so cool,
crazy.
Man.
Yeah.
Dude, everything's like just we're on the cusp of everything going electric. It's a great time to be alive, but you know,
Yeah, music, I'm everything, telling you,
the,
man.
The pizza back then was just, is it worth it that we lost all the stuff we had?
Well, I could walk to fucking Papa's before. Now it's fucking 10 miles away.
But they still use the same water from their glory days. They got that apartment in Trenton.
That's right. Hole. They do that.
Apartment in Trenton, like next to where the pizza place was, because their glory days means they got to use that same city water.
Yeah, that's the thing, right? You got to use the same. I heard about
that. Well, yeah, they say. Yeah, because you need all that lead piping. Yeah.
Did you use different water on this dough?
Or better yet, asbestos terracotta water pipes. That's the other fun one they don't talk about.
I don't even know.
They're poisonous, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
That pizza's good.
It is great. You know, the best things are bad for you.
Ice cream sandwiches.
Ooh, I forgot about those. Oh, yeah.
All right, we got to go, everybody.
All right. Hey, Nick, thanks for being on. This is great. A great trip down memory lane.
Thank you for having me. I'm sure this will be the worst one you've done. So.
It's definitely not. Upwards
from here.
I love it. It made me think. Top 10. I love the Kinder Joy toy I got here, this little fidget spinner.
We got the same thing.
We'll put those pictures up for the folks at home.
I won't forget.
Do we have anything to plug? Nick, you're going to work on an album.
A couple ones, actually. We're going to be doing a hip-hop album with a couple of artists. I'm just helping to produce it. And hopefully that'll come out in August. But, you know, it's pretty laid back. Doing some stuff with Ken.
Used to be Pickaxe.
Yeah, he's going to do a Pickaxe Preacher, I believe, is the iteration he's going to call it. And we did a bunch of stuff with some loop generators from like the... Oh, yeah, there's a Glory Days. From the 2000s, I had this great software, and we were dicking with it, and it was amazing and fun.
What you were a producer on Trenton Analog.
Yeah, but that was just a donation.
Yeah, but that's still cool. You helped the project.
I loved it.
Along.
It was great. I got the record. I got photos. I actually have photos of one of the photos they took of you I got.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What was I doing, pooping?
I forget. I think it might have been even you and Robus.
Hey, you see me farting? Oh, man, if it's you,
I know. I think it's you and Khalil, maybe.
Oh, that'd be cool. Send me that. So take a picture. So.
Yeah, definitely.
Anybody else got anything to plug?
I got shit.
No.
the prank call album will come out soon.
I'm having to eliminate calls. I got too many.
You're just deleting calls.
Yeah.
RaymondStrife.com. Punk's out.
The Aging Punks Complain is recorded at Sketchisms Media Studios and produced by me, Eric Backman. The theme song, The Aging Punk Complains, was written by Raymond Strife and Ill Omega. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at The Aging Punks Complain. And if you like the show, leave a review and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.